This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Jay Black joins me to talk about the best gig he's ever had and why there's always a catch.
And when people say, like, all men are too sexual, I think men everywhere deserve a medal. Because I know how much we resist. I was in the room with the titties and the vagina, and I did nothing. I was driving home. I was in middle of the state, Michigan.
Okay.
Give me a city in middle of the state, Michigan that has a casino in it.
Mount Pleasant. Soaring Eagle Casino.
That's where I was at.
You were performing at the casino or at the college?
No.
Central Michigan?
I performed at both the casino and the college. I was performing at a third place.
Okay.
There was a dude who was starting like a high-end swimwear company in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Which, because when I think Central Michigan, my first thought is
swimwear. Yeah.
So, and he was launching this in February, right? Which I guess is getting ready for swimsuit season, which in Michigan is from the middle of July to the end of July.
Right.
That 2 week period is known as swimsuit.
This makes no sense at all.
None of this makes sense. So he calls me, well, my agent, and he goes, you know, we need an MC for this event. And my agent, who I've since left, good person, but I don't think he necessarily
didn't work out.
But at the time he was like, well, I don't even know what to charge for that. So he threw a number out and the guy was like, okay. And I was like, that you should have charged more.
Yeah.
If they say, okay, they're always going to go more. But then he was also like, Jay needs to wear a suit. So my agent was like, well, could you buy him one? And they said, yes. So they bought me a suit. Which is very nice.
I've never heard a suit purchase negotiated into a gig. That's pretty sweet.
Now it gets sweeter. I go up there and I am hosting this swimwear pageant. Well, it's a fashion show where they're just like walking through. And we're talking, you know, top 40% hottest women in Central Michigan.
So this is like every dream gig.
Yeah. I mean, we're a Central Michigan hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now in LA, we call those LA fours.
So they didn't fly out these girls though. So these were Michigan girls.
I don't think these girls have ever seen an airplane.
Okay.
I think I could have impressed them by going, see those big metal birds in the sky? I've been inside one of them.
You know those?
That's right. No, they were beautiful. They were nice. It was a lot of fun. And I got to go up and MC this. And it was like a cakewalk kind of thing.
Yeah,
it was just like,
so easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Sarah. And then Sarah walks out in her bikini. There was no dressing room. There was just like one central area for all of us to be there.
So you're with the models.
I am with the models watching them get undressed into the different bikinis. I didn't want to watch them.
No.
I figure they're models.
You're like, look, I'm going to go in. I'm going to have my own room and all this. But they're like, hey, we got to put you all together.
You got to look at their boobies.
Yeah, you have to.
And also their vaginas.
Oh, for sure. Like, how do you?
and then also their butts. I didn't want to, Nate.
No, you didn't want to. You didn't want to, but you had to.
I'm an honorable man. I tried to look away, but everywhere I looked was boobs and vagina. Everywhere. It was pasted all over the room. So we get to the end of this, and they go to pay me, and it's one of those where it's like, you don't even really need to.
Yeah.
This was a delight.
You can keep your awesome check.
Yeah, but it was great. Driving home from that,
There's always a catch.
I have a flight out of Detroit the next morning. So I don't know how long it takes from Mount Pleasant to Detroit.
Is like 2-3 hours?
Somewhere in there. So it was like an 8 a.m. flight. Mm-hmm. So I left at 4 a.m. the next morning to get down there in time for my flight. And I may have left a little late because I was masturbating all night. Like just like a crazy, angry, you know that angry masturbation?
Because you're like, I was right there.
You just want, you're like, why do you exist, penis? Go away. You make everything hard. I hate you. And women don't have that kind of masturbation, by the way, just as an FYI. No. Like, women think, like, I've seen women masturbate, and it's just, like, gentle little butterfly kisses on their clitoris. Like, this is so much fun, and I'm imagining, like, a guy who, like, really likes me. And
we're just
having a conversation, and also we're having tea. Oh, yeah. and then he, like, just licks me for a little bit, and I come, and it's really nice. like, we might have that equivalent, but men also have this hate. Hate masturbation, where you're just like, my dick is the enemy. And I know,
go away.
I know there's no women who listen to your podcast, but on the off chance that one of
nobody who listens to this.
One of their guy friends who they friend zoned is listening to this loudly, and they're in the other room. Here's the thing, ladies, you don't know. You don't have any clue. The feeling you think you have when you're horny, that is a tenth of what we feel any given day. And when people say, like, you know, oh, men are too sexual, I think men everywhere deserve a medal.
They do.
Because I know how much we resist. I was in the room with the titties and the vagina, and yes. I did nothing. When I got back to that room,
yep.
I encrusted everything with my my genetic material. Anyway, so I'm driving back.
Don't stay at the Holiday Inn in Mount Pleasant.
Please don't. I hope they've shut it down.
Yeah,
I hope that there was
a hazmat situation.
2020 report. And people came in. Yeah, we're
that's
in
the room. Was that 402?
Yeah. We brought in a black light. It exploded. The black light could not survive
right.
the amount of masturbation this guy did. So I'm driving back, and I'm running a little late, and it's February in Detroit. And I have learned about something that you guys have called black ice.
Yes. Sneaks up on you.
I was not aware that there was a thing called black ice. I hit a patch of black ice, and I was doing well over the speed limit.
Oh.
When I hit that patch of black ice. And my car, which was a rental car, you can't see it. I'm making a diagram here. But to describe it, I was in the right-hand lane. I hit the patch. I began to spin. And I spun from the right-hand lane into the left-hand lane. But I'm completely turned around.
Yeah.
And I remember because I could see into the eyes of the people who were driving at me
yeah.
at 70 miles an hour. And it was funny because everything was in slow motion. Like, and it was
yeah,
like,
and you remember each little second. Too.
Yeah, I was thinking, God, I should have masturbated more.
Right?
If only I had masturbated more, like then maybe I... But I was spinning, and honestly, it was moving in slow motion, and I remember clearly my brain going, well...
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. This is how you die.
At least the night before, I was looking at boobs.
Yeah, I looked at boobs. That was fun. But my first thought was, I didn't get the insurance on the rental car. What the fuck? And now I'm going to, like, now I'm going to die. And they're going to find the twisted wreckage of this car.
Uh-huh.
And Enterprise is going to charge my family $12,000 because I didn't want to pay the $42 to get full coverage. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
If only I could have gone back in time and sign. And then, like, there's a second thought that comes still while I'm spinning.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. And I am having, like, my time machine wish is to have put insurance on my rental car.
Yeah. You just saw 100 boobs the night before.
Yeah.
But you're like, the insurance.
If only the insurance had been paid for. And now there's this third thought of, like, what does this say about me?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, what's wrong with me? Like, am I that unattached to being alive that this is all I can think about?
Yeah.
Maybe I should talk to somebody.
Are these my last thoughts?
Yeah, and then there's a fourth thought that's like, you're not going to be able to talk to anybody because you're going to die. And then there's a fifth thought where it's like, this could all be a Jacob's Ladder situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying in a ditch in Detroit 5 years ago,
yeah.
and all of this has been created by my imagination while I'm bleeding out. Why did I invent this podcast? You would think I would have invented a more popular podcast to be on.
Right.
If I'm dying. I'm
exactly.
just saying. So I continue to spin. And it looks like, in all honesty, a stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looked like, you know, the median, how there's median, there's like a piece of concrete where like the cops sit.
Yeah.
I spin into that median and I come to a stop.
Wow.
Like I was a stuntman parallel parking. You know,
that's
like Ace
awesome.
Ventura, like we can make this, dun, 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 and yeah. boom. And I just sat there for a second, like breathing. I was like, I'm okay. And I was like, all right. And then I just pulled off and I got to my flight
wow.
and I got home. And it was at that moment that I realized I am unkillable.
Mm-hmm.
God tried to kill me.
But I won.
And he failed.
And I saw boobs.
I saw boobs. In Central Michigan, I saw Central Michigan boobs, usually at that time of year covered under 4 feet of snow.
Yeah,
I got to see those boobs.
Yes.
And then God tried to kill me and he couldn't. So I'm saying this right now in the ears of all of your listeners,
all
of your listeners
him.
In the eyes of God himself, you took your best shot and I won. What I'm kind of hoping is that I die on the way home. Before this posts, so that you can put
put a little disclaimer in the beginning.
Yeah, it's like, as it turns out, the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey,
yeah.
and he died.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Jay was very killable. Very, very killable. So that's the story that I thought of, and I figured as a Michigan boy, I would give you that.
I forgot. That's all for this week. If you like Jay, make sure you go to twitter.com/jblackcomedy and follow him there. Or you can go to jblack.tv and find out where he'll be performing next. Or you can always find me at twitter.com/natecomedy. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.